Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, May 17th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Now, as many of you know, we weren't on the air yesterday. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were wondering why. Well, folks, we're going to give you the true story. The New World Order yesterday tried to kill us. That's right. They sent in their black helicopters. They sent in their men in black. They seized our house. They invaded. And only by the grace of God, and because we have this show and we have all these great listeners, were we able to survive. When these people did try to attack us, they said they're also the very same people that are trying to kill Alex Jones. Isn't it amazing? So yes, the same people that were trying to kill us are the same ones trying to kill Alex Jones. So that's why we weren't on the air yesterday. Now, in reality, here's what happened. Our local internet provider had a big crash. Service was lost to about 15,000 people. It was out for about 42 hours. It was out in State College, Phillipsburg, Lock Haven, Tyrone, Carrolltown. But see how easy it would have been for us to come out and say, the New World Order is trying to kill us. You know what they do when they try to kill people? Look at Danny Casolaro, who was writing a book called The Octopus. When they wanted to kill him, they killed him.
Yep.
Look at Terry Yakey out there in Oklahoma City, the police officer that stumbled upon the truth. When they tried to kill him, what'd they do? They killed him. Mm-hmm. Look at John Kennedy. When they wanted to kill him that day in Dallas, they killed him. If these people want to kill somebody, they kill them. They don't spend 10 years talking about it. So keep that in mind.
That would make them highly incompetent if all they're going to do is threaten somebody for 10 years straight.
Exactly. So we want to update everybody on what's been going on. A lot of people have been asking us. I mean, this Alex Jones brouhaha now is hitting a fevered pitch. It's I mean, people are talking about it everywhere. But some people are saying, when's it going to end? How are you going to bring this to a resolution? So, if you look at the Wing TV homepage, you'll see now what we think is the ultimate solution to this problem. The Great Debate is what we're calling it. Alex Jones to debate Lisa and myself. We'll talk about the issues. And
you know what's really funny? We tried initially to talk directly to Alex. Alex didn't want to have any part of any kind of discussion. It was forced into writing articles and speaking out publicly on the show because Alex refused to have any private adult exchange between us and him. So people started saying, take it back directly to Alex Jones. Well, I tried to do that again on Friday, and people ostracized us or criticized us about that. So now, you know, I really don't know what people want from us, but we tried it privately and directly. We've taken it public because there would be no private dialogue between us since Alex is hiding. And then we tried again with private personal dialogue. Well, not private, but public on his show. I called in. He hangs up on me.
Well, you asked permission.
If I could ask the question. He gave me permission to ask the question and then refused to let me ask it and then slammed me on the show and started screaming like a raving lunatic.
Yeah. So what we want now, and after today, even though we're going to still keep on this subject, and we're going to fill you in on one other thing we're doing, you know, we're going to move on to other topics, of course, but we're not going to let go of this person. And to show how much good faith we're acting in with this debate, we're even going to let Alex decide what show he wants it on, what host. He can even have it on GCN if he wants it, what date he wants it, what time he wants it, any other variables that he wants, he can have. That's how certain we are.
But the host can only act as a nonpartisan moderator in the debate.
Yeah, it can't be some kind of tag team. But right there, it's all laid out. Alex Jones versus us. We'll get all the issues on the table. No personal attacks. No hitting below the belt. We're going to talk about the issues. And what more? What more could people want? I mean, I know every single person on the internet that's aware of this would tune in that day. It would be us.
We have stuck to the issues.
Right.
It's Alex and the people who write articles in his defense that refuse to address the issues. Instead, they want to attack us and call us names and try to make it be about us. It isn't about us. Our motive is exposing the censorship that's going on and the fear-mongering. That's our motive. Now, what's Alex's motive?
Right. Now, a good case in point here is an article that appeared on Friday or Saturday on Rents. I guess it was Saturday. by a guy named Alistair Wiggins. Now, we did a search on the internet. There is no such writer named Alistair Wiggins from England. But we're going to run our lead article tomorrow by a guy named Michael Langston that looked into this matter. And it's going to be very, very eye-opening what he's found and what he's writing about. But the other thing that we're doing, that we're currently in the process of, is we're doing right now a full-scale, in-depth investigation of GCN. This is the network that hosts Alex Jones' show. And folks, this place is dirty beyond dirty. We've already been contacting quite a number of people. And the stories are telling us about how this network was founded, what's going on behind the scenes. This is no different, maybe even worse, than what's going on at the mainstream networks. And this is going to take us a little while to do. But when we come out, we guarantee you this is going to be a groundbreaker like nothing you've ever seen.
Let's address our logo, too. Because there seems to be some speculation, it's getting a little ridiculous, that our Wing TV logo is a sun disk Illuminati symbol. Yeah. Actually, our Wing TV logo was inspired by an old Aerosmith album, which...
Well, their logo.
Their logo has right here. We modified that logo and created the Wing TV logo, so it has nothing to do with the Illuminati. Nice try. All you hyper-conspiracy people want to think it's something it's not, and that's exactly what it is. It was inspired by a rock band.
Yeah, I'll give you the inside story. When we were designing the homepage before Wing TV even went on the air, our webmaster said, well, how do you want it to look? And we said, well, we want it to say Wing TV, and we want some kind of symbol there, a logo. And the way I originally drew it was these big wings, because we had an article called Wings Over America.
Mm-hmm.
So I had these, like, wings over the United States of America, like, looming over it. Well, when our webmaster finally did it, he came up with the Wing TV logo that we have now. And I said to him, I said, where'd you get this from? Now, everyone wants to make it out to be some kind of Illuminati, New World Order, occult symbol. He says, well, you remember Aerosmith, right? I said, yeah. He says, well, just go look at their album sometime. And right there, you can see up close, if you look at the Aerosmith, and he says, that's where I got it from. He says, I copied it off an Aerosmith album.
Right, he just modified it for us. So I don't understand why always people have to think the absolute worst. If you want to know something, Victor and I are here. We don't send auto-generated responses like Alex Jones and other people. Send us an email. We will answer it in as timely a manner as we can. And you can ask us directly.
Yeah. Now, also, we got some good news the other day. I was reading the newspaper. And Evel Knievel is going to appear next month for a speech. Well, Lisa and myself are going to go up there. And check him out. And even though we're not into idol worship here or anything like that, in the 70s, Evel Knievel was cool as could be. And the thing I liked most about Evel was that this guy was fearless. This guy had balls that nothing scared this guy off. And a good case in point is that Frank Gifford, the wife or the husband of Kathy Lee Gifford, he told a story once where he was right up there with Evel right before one of his jumps. That's the one where he went down that big ski slope. Remember that? And ramped. I think it was in the Houston Astrodome, if I'm not mistaken. But he's saying to Evel right before the cameras come on, he's like, what do you think of this jump today? Evel's like, there's no chance I'm going to make it. None. I'm going to wipe out. And Frank's like, well, why? And he says, well, and he explains everything that's wrong with the jump. And he says, well, if you know you're going to wreck, why even do it? He says, these people came in here, paid their good hard-earned money to see me jump. Do you think I'm going to go out there and tell them I'm not going to do it now because I don't think I'm going to make it? Well, Evel went down, did the jump, and splattered. I mean, that's one of the ones where he was, like, thrown around like a rag doll, and the motorcycle's coming up right on top of him. But even though he knew he was going to wreck, this guy still went out there in the face of near death almost and did it. And that's what we like about this guy. He's fearless. And when we see Alex Jones hiding behind his microphone, hanging up on people, censoring calls out,
not answering questions.
Yeah, this guy is a chicken.
Yeah. We've been monitoring, too. People have been sending us links to these different discussion forums where they're talking about this Wing TV versus Alex Jones debacle. And the comments are pretty interesting. One person on the Unexplained Mysteries discussion forum said, he's acting like someone who is more important than the issue, say, New World Order or 9/11 itself.
Right.
And he is. He's acting that way.
Yeah. Another one was talking about when David Ray Griffin appeared on Alex's show a week or so ago, and Alex was doing all this, I'm the granddaddy of 9/11, I'm the founder of all this stuff, and I'm the one that predicted it, and you could hear how uncomfortable David Ray Griffin was, because this guy, Alex Jones, is just like making himself into a godlike figure above everything, and David Ray Griffin's like, I just want to talk about 9/11, and Alex just keeps on and on and on how he was the founder, he was the first one, blah, 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 and it's nonsense.
Right. Jones is the one dividing the movement, someone else says, by treating valid 9/11 information like it's not an important issue. I question that myself, and I have no agenda behind that except wanting to know why he's doing this. That's what Wing TV wants to know as well, period.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing that I was talking to Lisa about a few days ago is, why do so many people fall into this almost cult-like adoration
of worship.
Alex Jones? And here's what it is. Here's what I explained to her. Is that here's, you know, a guy or a woman, whatever. They go to work. They're working 40, 50 hours a week. They look at their paycheck. They see this money being stolen from them every Friday when they get their check. They go home. They watch the news and see things out of control. And they feel almost helpless. Then they tune into Alex Jones, and he says, the government is watching every move you make, what internet shows you log on to, what TV shows you watch, what radio you listen to, what sites you, even where you drive. You know, they're going to put, they want to know everything about you all the time. And all of a sudden, and the reason why, of course, is because they're listening to Alex Jones. So all of a sudden now, this person that felt helpless, that felt that the world was beyond his control, now all of a sudden, they're an enemy of the state. And every move they make, the government is watching them. They're monitoring their every move. Well, as we've said many times before, folks, guess what? The government doesn't care what 99.999% of us are doing because nobody's doing anything. The only way they do care is if people become active. So if they sit in their bedroom or their living room and listen to Alex Jones on the radio, or they pass his videos around, the government doesn't care. We hate to break this illusion to everyone, but that's why people get sucked into this. It's like listening to a Jim Jones at Guyana speech for 3 hours. It's incredible.
Right. One person even said, a lot of people can't stand it that their idol has become tarnished.
Yeah.
And they don't want to look at it and question it. They'd rather point a finger at the ones who dare to talk about it and expose it and point it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it, because all of our idols that we grew up with,
and that's a form of denial,
yeah,
right there. When you don't even, you think you're, the people that you worship are above questioning.
Yeah.
No one's above questioning.
But look at, you know, our church leaders have fallen. Our government leaders have fallen. The media has fallen. All of these people that we grew up with, that we were told, these are the great leaders of this country, the education system. Well, now we know that the whole thing's a scam job. So people turn now to Alex Jones. And he's the one that replaced all the other ones.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to see the real Alex Jones, and it's such a disconcerting notion that they can't accept it. It's this cognitive dissonance, and they just go into complete denial.
This is a funny one, too. Remember the parody we did of our interview with Alex Jones?
Right.
Some people actually thought that was real, and we're just trying to put out a fake interview, you know, and pose it as a serious one. It was a parody. Similar to how Saturday Night Live parodies George Bush and other presidents. The person on here says, Saturday Night Live never put a disclaimer on there saying this is a Bush parody.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to be intelligent enough to figure out that it's a parody. It's satire, political satire.
I mean, people actually contacted us and thought that it was Alex Jones.
Yeah.
On there, and that he was really going to change.
Now, mind you, the guy that we had on our show lives in New York, doesn't have a southern accent, sounds nothing like Alex Jones. I mean, if we really wanted to try to fool people, wouldn't we have gotten someone who could do a southern accent?
Yeah, exactly.
Who would sound just like him? And we know people who can mimic him pretty well.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that. But anyway, this person says, not as many can distinguish satire as one would think. It's obvious as can be. They are doing a mock interview. Have you ever watched Saturday Night Live? And then he says, they dared poke fun at the great Alex Jones. Why, he ought to sue them. And that was, tongue-in-cheek. Then he says, some of you are trying to portray Wing TV as phony so you can feel secure that Jones has done nothing wrong, that it was all just made-up nonsense. It shows in the way you'll clutch at anything Wing TV does and twist or exaggerate it and claim it as proof. It's called denial. get over it. You might try spending 10% of your time on asking why Jones is doing it. At least it would be 10% more than you're doing right now. Then you still have 90% of your time to spend in a fury over why Wing TV has such an evil agenda against Jones.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's what I was going to bring up was, you know, instead of directing all this animosity at us, take a little time and ask, why isn't Alex answering the questions? Why is Alex censoring? Why is he hiding behind his microphone and refusing to come out?
Another person says here, have the aforementioned, that's us, we're the aforementioned, spoken about the chemicals being sprayed on us all, in other words, the chemtrails. As a matter of fact, we did. A couple of years ago, we wrote about them.
Yeah.
We just haven't been talking about them lately because there's other stuff to talk about.
Right. Well, I told Lisa a story the other day. This will take a couple minutes, but when I was a little kid, we'd go down to my grandmother's house every Christmas Eve. And we would be, all the grown-ups, right at, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night, would herd us all over the window, and they're like, Santa Claus is coming. Listen, can't you hear him? And all the kids would go over by the window, and the adults would be pointing out the window, and they'd say, look, there it is. Can't you see Santa with his sleigh? And all the kids are looking and saying, yeah, I see him. I was the only one. I couldn't see. Every one of the mirrors, I could never see it. Then they'd say, oh, listen, you can hear the reindeer, their hooves on the roof. And the kids would be like, yeah, I hear it. I never heard that either. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, down the steps, here would come Santa Claus in a suit, you know, and he'd hand out presents to everybody, and all the kids were happy. And you know what? Santa Claus was a really good thing. So then one year, they did the same thing, pointing out the window. I didn't see Santa Claus in the sleigh that year either. I didn't hear the hooves, nothing. So my cousin, he was a couple years older, takes me upstairs, and he says, do you know who Santa Claus is? I was like, yeah, Santa Claus from the North Pole. He says, no, it's Grandpa. He said, do you ever notice that Grandpa's never there every year? They always say he has to go down to the store, or he had to go to work or whatever. It's Grandpa. And right then I realized what a huge lie had been foisted on me. So I got mad. I got really mad. But I didn't get mad at my cousin for telling me. I got mad at the people that were lying to me, to the adults and the people in the school and the churches and my neighbors. Everybody that lied to me, I was mad at. We're not the ones lying to you, folks. Don't get mad at us. All we're telling you to do is look at Alex Jones. And, you know, once the Santa Claus illusion is broken, your eyes are opened up again.
Let's respond to a few other things. No, we don't want a bigger show than what we've got. We have our own show. We have our own airspace.
We've been offered shows.
We were offered a two-hour show on one of the big networks. We turned it down. We like what we're doing. We're not aspiring to have any kind of two-hour show on one of those big networks. This is what we're doing. We enjoy Wing TV. We control it.
And we're not in it for the money.
Right. We don't take paid advertising. We don't have corporate sponsors. So we can say whatever we want.
Right.
And we don't have to kowtow to people who dole out the money.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between doing something for the truth, which is why we're doing it, as opposed to doing it for money. And once you start looking at these networks, like GCN, you see that at the core of everything is money, with advertisers, with getting you to buy their products, buy my video, with donating to subscribing so you can hear it on the high bandwidth. Everything revolves back around money, with the Berkey filters and the gold and everything. Money, money, money,
right.
Money, money.
And if you want to know anything about us, write us and ask us, or call us and ask us. Our phone number's on there. We answer our own phones. We don't have any screeners. We don't have anybody reading our emails for us. You won't get an auto-generated response. Ask us directly if you want to know something about us. There have been people who have come here to check us out.
Right.
And Chris Emery of the OKBIC is one of them.
And he's one of the ones that has actually spoken out against Alex Jones,
right.
One of the few in the media that has done so.
But
we couldn't
find him
more.
The rest of our alternative media is being pretty silent on this. Totally silent. What we're exposing is censorship. And if you regard us pointing out the false faces in these movements to you, you know, maybe you should rethink your position on it. Would you rather live with their illusions? Would you rather live with the idea that peak oil is a real thing?
Yeah. I was talking to someone on the phone the other day, one of the big sites, and I said, should the mainstream media, or should the alternative media be held to a higher standard than the mainstream media? And this person was hemming and hawing a little bit and then finally said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
They,
now, this is a well-known person in this movement, too. And he said, no, I don't think so. Then he said, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then when I started flipping out, he started backpedaling, of course. Says, oh, well, of course we should be. So
it's
do we want a higher standard?
It's like, you don't know.
Yeah. Finally, You know, Alex comes on his show and he's saying how much progress is being made against the New World Order. Well, let's look. Now, here's another one. Right. We try to be very positive here, but we're going to break another illusion. How much is Alex Jones actually doing by passing around his videos? Has he stopped the war? No. Has the government come out and told the truth about 9/11? Has anybody been convicted of the crimes over 9/11?
No. Has it made it into a court?
Right.
No.
Has the IRS stopped embezzling money from our paychecks? No. Have we stopped the pork barrel spending? Have we stopped abortion? Have we stopped anything? No.
Have we stopped the problems at the border? Have we stopped the poisons in the vaccines, which is a big deal to Alex nowadays? No. Nope. Yeah.
You know, one of the shining moments that has happened that's for the good is the Minutemen. And you know why?
Right.
We can commend them because they went outside their houses
right.
and did something.
Right, and if all they stuck to doing was passing around videos and sitting in their houses, nothing would have gotten done. They went and actually stood there and did it. They went out into the real world outside the box.
All Alex wants you to do is buy his videos.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he's telling you to do, folks. And when you look at it that way, the whole world starts to become clear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see what his answer would be if people stopped subscribing to GCN and just passed his videos around for free.
Yeah.
If he would still be so gung-ho on you guys making copies of his videos.
So, folks, call up Alex's show. Everyone says it seems like Alex is off his game now. The tide is turning. People that were originally against us for doing this are really starting to come around.
Right.
And they're saying, why isn't Alex answering the questions? This is day 10 now, day 11.
When he called into the Erskine Overnight Show and said that Victor's book was excellent,
that
was Alex Jones' word, and we have that interview archived on our homepage, so you can check it out.
Yeah.
It's the only time Alex has been in the same place as us at the same time.
Yeah.
And he basically did that to plug his video,
which
he does with all the radio shows. He just uses them to plug his videos. And he came on that night while we were on there and said Victor's book was excellent. So it kind of makes his whole refusal to even discuss 9/11 on trial on his show kind of, ridiculous?
Well, it's
inexplicable.
It always boiled down now to ego. He doesn't want any competition from anything else. So,
well, if you listen to that clip from Friday, it's my road. This is my road.
Yeah.
My show, my road.
He's the only car on the road. So.
A little egotistical.
Anyways, folks, the great debate. Call up Alex's show. Ask him if he's going to debate us. Email him. Keep the pressure on him. We're here. We're not afraid of him.
Right.
We're not afraid of anybody.
Stick to the issues.
Right.
Don't attack the messenger. Stick to the issues. And demand that Alex Jones and the people who are defending him stick to the issues as well.
Santa Claus isn't real, folks. Keep that in mind. We'll see you tomorrow on Wing TV.
Have a good one.